This is Living Here. I'm Tanner Robbins. I started living here to tell stories. Stories focused on people finding purpose and belonging in a fast-paced, demanding world. Since I've started, you've heard from a Hindu monk, a conspiracy theorist, an asexual man, and an entrepreneur. But living here, more than anything, is an opportunity for me to experiment with audio storytelling. So this week, I want to try something a little different. Sometimes I think about what it would be like to leave the city, to go back to the woods of my childhood, where my brother and I walked along fallen trees slick with spring rain, where we crawled under uprooted behemoths, flipped rocks and boulders searching for salamanders and roly-polies, stomped in creeks with our rubber boots, caught tadpoles with our bare hands, and trudged into the unknown out of pure curiosity. There is a wonder to the freedom of exploration in nature. It brings to mind words like simplicity, tranquility, and peace. Everything the city isn't. About 82% of Americans live in urban areas, like Los Angeles, where I live. Cities provide greater access to healthcare, economic development, social services, and a vibrant culture that's out of reach for most rural residents. Where else can I bar hop until 2 in the morning and get Thai food at 3? Or see a multi-million dollar art exhibit in an aircraft hangar? Or ride a metro train to a music festival? Cities big and small are the melting pots of America, but the pace of life can be exhausting. With so much to do, see, hear, taste, and feel, I'm always missing out on something. For every bar, there's a secret bar behind it. Exclusive restaurants, unadvertised shows. You have to keep your ear to the ground if you want to take part in the next big thing. But does all this stuff make us happier? When we take a look at how we rate our satisfaction in the U.S., we find something interesting. It's called the Urban-Rural Happiness Gradient. Researchers from the University of Texas at Dallas looked at data from the General Social Survey, which asked respondents about their levels of happiness annually from 1972 until 2008. And by dividing the survey participants into four locations, rural, suburban, small city, and large city, they were able to compare our answers. The pattern they found for that 36-year period was clear. As we move from rural town to suburb to small city to large city, our happiness decreases. So the more rural our surroundings, the happier we become. But why? There are a lot of variables that could affect happiness in a big city. There are more people, which can mean more friends, but also more conflict. Poverty and homelessness are more prevalent and visible in cities. Crime rates are often higher, and sometimes the streets plain smell bad. But there's one variable that distinctly increases as you move from urban to rural. Tokyo is the most populous urban area in the world, with almost 38 million people. It's also surrounded by some of the most breathtaking forests on Earth. So, when the city becomes unbearable, residents drive out of town for a little Shinrin-yoku, forest bathing. It's a therapy practiced through connecting to the forest sights, sounds, smells, feelings, and tastes, away from the city noise and disconnected from technology. But it's not a vacation. It's a prescription. Research from Japan and South Korea suggests that forest bathing reduces stress, lowers blood pressure, and increases white blood cell activity, which boosts the immune system. These improvements in physical health coincide with an increase in life satisfaction. But there's something to be said of the ancestral connection we have with the natural environment as well. We've only been living in civilization for 0.01% of the time we've been on Earth. The other 99.99% of the time, we were evolving in our natural environment. But if you're thinking that you can get the same effects walking through a city park, think again. Forest bathing only works in the forest. So here's what we know. Most Americans live in urban areas, about 82%. But despite the amenities of city life, urban dwellers have consistently rated their levels of happiness lower than rural dwellers. It's possible that rural happiness can be attributed in part to the positive effects of access to nature. Forest bathing reduces stress, boosts immune system, and lowers your blood pressure. The idea being the better your health, the happier you are likely to be. But there are lots of other variables to consider. It's hard to say with certainty whether or not happiness and location are directly connected. As with most human studies, the answers are often more complex than we'd like. For example, Black residents in the U.S. are more likely to live in big cities than small towns, and on average, they report lower levels of happiness. On the other side of the coin, white residents rate their happiness levels as higher than average, and small-town populations are more likely to be white. These variables could account for the urban-rural happiness gradient, but still, there's a catch. Despite their higher levels of reported happiness, rural residents suffer from depression at a higher rate than urban residents, regardless of their race. Rural areas have higher rates of unemployment, higher rates of chronic health issues, less access to high-quality health care, lower levels of education, and fewer personal resources. But if that's the case, how are they happier? Urban America provides more opportunities for us to succeed than rural America does. But not all who seek the American dream today can achieve it. City dwellers are as much examples of young, enterprising success and wealth as they are examples of debilitating defeat and poverty. Racial discrimination and biases disenfranchise more urbanites in a day than rural counties manage in months. Cities suck us in just as quickly as they can spit us out, while the pace of rural life provides a peace no city dweller can find among the skyscrapers. There are drawbacks to living in rural communities, just as there are drawbacks to living in cities. What's important is finding the place we're most comfortable. Home is not a country house or a high-rise apartment. It's not the buzz of cicadas or the hum of traffic. Home is a feeling in our heart that we belong where we are. We may not know the exact reasons why the winds of contentment blow through the pastures and forests of rural America, but it can't hurt to take a moment to immerse ourselves in the forests we once explored with childlike wonder, and maybe become a little more present, a little healthier, and a little happier. Living Here is produced by me, Tanner Robbins. Our theme was composed by Drew Kellogg. Music in this piece was provided by Blue Dot Sessions. If you like the show, please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. I want to hear what you have to say about this episode. If you have any thoughts, you can reach out to me at livinghere@gmail.com or message our Facebook page. That's it for this week. And as always, thanks for listening.